Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. I'm your host, Evan Starnes, and it has been a few weeks since we've put out a BLT Bite, so I'd like to change that. And I'd also like to show you the new and updated Microsoft Seeing AI app, because very recently they put out an update and completely redesigned the way the interface works, and I personally really like it, but I wanted to show you where some of the features are and how to use them and just how to navigate around this new interface. Okay, so I have my phone right here, and let's go ahead and open the Seeing AI app. And when I do, it will be in the Read tab by default. Okay, so now we're in the Read tab. So let me go ahead and show you the interface first and then kind of explain what they've done here.
Menu.
So you have your usual menu.
Quick help button.
Quick help.
Take picture button. Document alignment off button. Recognizing English button. Tab bar.
And then your tab bar. So they've effectively combined the short text, document, and handwriting features together into one channel. So right now, we are using the short text mode. So if I point my camera at any sort of text,
a 13V7590. Star IBH non 90 4804.
I think it's seeing my computer keyboard.
15 grams.
It will effectively read what it sees. Now that being said, if you want it to read a document, that's where the take picture button comes into play, and that's also why there's a document alignment button. So that if you turn that on, it will tell you what edges are visible, and it will help you position the phone with a page of text so that it can get the best picture possible. And the handwriting is kind of an automatic thing. So if you hit take picture and it recognizes handwriting, it will automatically try to identify it. Let's go ahead and check out the describe tab now.
Selected. Describe. Tab. 2 of 3.
So on the describe tab, we have
help. Menu. Quick help. Button.
The usual menu and help buttons.
Browse photos. Button.
A button to upload photos from your camera roll.
Take picture button.
A take picture button.
Face recognition.
Button. And a face recognition button, which I will explain here
a
sec. And then a button to switch to your front camera. So this is now where all of the scene recognition is. So it used to be if you went to the scene tab, you'd have a take picture button. You'd take a picture and get kind of just a brief little description from Seeing AI, and then you could ask it for a more detailed description, or you could save the photo, or you could also explore around the photo on your screen. The difference now, though, is when you take a picture with Seeing AI, you get quite a detailed description. So I'm just sitting at my desk, but let's just go ahead and take a picture of, well, my desk setup and see what it comes up with.
Face recognition. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Process.
Let it process.
Seeing AI. The image shows a workspace featuring a computer monitor, a keyboard, a mouse, and a tablet. The monitor, branded with CTL, displays an audio editing software with a waveform visible, indicating audio content being edited. The screen shows a timeline at the bottom, with a time marker at 3 minutes and 34 seconds. Below the monitor, a Logitech keyboard is positioned, with keys such as F10, F11, F12, Home, N, Page Up, and Page Down clearly visible. To the right of the keyboard, a Logitech mouse rests on a mouse pad.
Yeah, so very, very detailed description. And I like that this in particular told you positionally where things were in the image. I'm going to have to do a kind of a shootout with this and some other image recognition apps. But now on the screen, we have some more controls here that we've had for a while now, but I'll show them anyway.
To the right of the monitor, toolbar.
So that's part of the description. So on this toolbar, we have
Ask Seeing AI button.
So that's where you can ask it more questions about the image.
Save photo button.
Save the photo to your camera roll.
Explore photo button.
That's the explore photo feature I was talking about.
Share button.
And you can share it.
Share toolbar.
So let's go ahead and close out of here.
Seeing AI menu button.
Let's go ahead and check out the more tab. And when I do, the way I've ordered my channels, it's going to immediately place me in the light detector mode. So I will really quickly try to switch tabs because it's going to be kind of loud and hard to talk over. But
more tab, 3 of 3.
Hit the more tab.
Selected. Product.
Goodness, that was loud. Okay, so this is where all of the other tabs are now, including the light detector mode, the product barcode identifier, the currency reader.
Person, find my things.
There is still the
person.
The person identification. So I think this is you can still take pictures of people's faces and it will try to identify their age and give you a basic description of their face. But that is the new and updated Seeing AI interface. Now, if you guys would like any more tutorials on Seeing AI and any of its features, or if you have any other requests for BLT episodes or BLT bytes, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or call 720-712-8856. So that's going to be a wrap for this week's BLT Byte. Stay tuned for the episode that will be coming out tomorrow, and we will be putting our spin on some of the stuff that came out of CES, the Consumer Electronics Show that happened a few weeks ago now. With that being said, I've been your host, Evan Starnes. This is Blind Level Tech. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on BLT.